Proclamation number 6069 of 3rd of October, 1954. The spiritual realm is to be aspired to. The door to the spiritual kingdom is open and everyone can step through to receive what the spiritual kingdom offers him. No one need go empty-handed who wants to receive. But one thing is required, that the human being voluntarily makes the spiritual kingdom the aim of his striving. For he cannot be forced to do so. And that is the task of his earthly life, to strive towards the kingdom which is his true home. He came from this kingdom, he once left it voluntarily and must return again voluntarily. After his bodily death he enters the spiritual kingdom again, but he can enter a sphere where he is not blissful. For the spiritual realm he is to strive for is the realm of light. This shall be his aim which he can easily reach on earth. Earthly life has been given to him for this purpose. If he then uses his earthly life wrongly, if he strives for other aims on earth, then his earthly life was in vain and his soul can only dwell in the spheres which cannot offer it anything because they are outside the kingdom of light, because they are dark and correspond to the soul's eternal state. As long as the human being dwells on earth, it is extremely easy to take the step into the spiritual kingdom from which the light shines down. For he need only want, and he will be guided by the inhabitants of the kingdom of light who recognize his will and are of service to him. The human being does not stop thinking and can therefore also let his thoughts wander into his true home, for he is constantly stimulated to do so. But if he resists such thoughts rising up in him, then this is his free will, which is also respected by the inhabitants of the kingdom of light. The human being also knows that he cannot prolong his own life, and therefore he should think about what will come afterwards. Already the serious will to learn about it is a step into the spiritual kingdom which approaches him. But if his will resists such thoughts, then he closes the door to himself and takes the path back down into the kingdom from which he had already emerged. Which is indeed also a spiritual kingdom but not a desirable aim, because the souls in this kingdom are devoid of all strength and every ray of light. It is the realm of the dead in the true sense of the word, because life can only be where there is light and strength. Light and strength are at your disposal as long as you stay on earth, and you should desire light and strength, then you will truly be abundantly provided with it and the path will become easy for you to ascend into the kingdom of light, into your true home, where you are eagerly awaited by those who walk in the light. Amen.